No, no, it's what they call ringing the bells up.
Why is it?
You'll have to Wikipedia it. I don't know enough about it to...
It's all extra celebration, is it?
No. It's to put them away.
Oh, is this before they ring the button?
They're doing it now to finish, yeah. Now they've done their quarter peal of whatever it was.
Is this their show off time?
No. Goodbye, yeah, finishing.
Is this where they go up to the top and back down? Up to the top and back down?
No, they're putting them up now to stay there.
One at a time, is it?
No, it's all of them.
No, they don't all stop at once.
Yeah, well, you'll see in a second when they stop, won't you?
Well, it seems that one of them stopped already.
No.
Or two of them stopped, didn't they?
Some of them have.
Just end up with two and then one and then...
Well, just listen and see what happens.
Place your bets, folks.
So we're at Croom Park. They've had a quarter peal of bells, I think. It was about that sort of length. Because the two of the managers are getting married today. Well, they'll have got married by now, won't they? Because it was at 3:30, the wedding.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed in the posh restaurant because they have got it.
For their reception. And that's somebody with a bike. And I've got a... mango and coconut ice cream. I have to say the mango's a bit artificially tasting.
You'll say that, a bit. I think it's all artificial, it's horrible.
If you come here, I can recommend the coconut ice cream though. And I would probably recommend trying, although I haven't tasted it myself, the white chocolate one, because they'll have proper white chocolate in that, won't they?
Did you have mint?
Yes.
Was that artificial?
Well, mint chocolate.
Well, the mint was strong, so it's hard to tell.
It's probably come out of...
It's mint chocolate bits.
Mint chocolate, Mum?
Oh, mint chocolate, not mint.
No.
Mint chocolate.
And...
Aero. So which aeroplane did they build here?
I don't know.
They developed a Boeing...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Boeing? They're audio booing it.
Boeing.
In the war.
Doing boffin research.
Oh, the boffins were in Malvern, they said, on that... recording
yeah, the
thing.
It's now kinetic.
Yeah, but it used to be something else, didn't it?
Yeah, Monica, her husband, started his apprenticeship there and then went to Hanslope.
I know somebody who works there.
Going off.
But yeah, I've had black coffee as well. Mum had, what did you have, Mum? Scone and a tea?
Yeah.
Earl Grey tea, I think she had, and I've got black coffee. And Dad, you just had water, didn't you, with your ice cream? Mint and mango you had.
Yeah, that's enough. Snuff.
And I thought I'd do I've done lots of recording on my Zoom recorder, but I thought I'd do a boo on my phone so that you can all see on the map where we are with the location feature. So there we go. And there's lots of birds here, and I've done lots of recordings while I've been walking around of birds and bells and stuff. It's been a really nice afternoon. It's part of my extended birthday again. It'll finish eventually.
When do you think it'll finish?
Probably on Monday when Robert's gone.
Yeah, you went down to Brighton, didn't you?
We went to Brighton for a lovely weekend. And we enjoyed walking on the pebbly beach because it makes a great noise.
It was really lovely waking up and having all these people making noises outside the window.
Oh, hammering. Yeah, that was only on Monday, though. There was a hell of a wind on the Saturday. You know, it was really... It sounded like quite a storm outside, but it was just loads of wind. Really, really windy. And then on Sunday, it was still a bit windy. But by Sunday evening, the wind had dropped, so you could hear, as well as the traffic, you could hear the waves a bit from the bedroom window as well, which was nice. You know, he'd got a sea view room and everything. Robert had.
There we are.
And we went to a really nice vegetarian restaurant on the Saturday night.
It rained our systems.
Ah. Yeah. Mum, did Mark and Mary don't live anywhere near Brighton, do they?
No.
No,
she's in East Anglia. Brighton's on the south coast.
I was just thinking, because we went to a really lovely vegetarian restaurant and they do vegan stuff as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, Brighton would have lots.
Yeah, it's full of them. Jenny's taken us to one at all.
Have you ever been to Terre à Terre?
I think there's one in Glasgow, isn't there?
There's one called Food for Friends as well, which I haven't tried yet. And then on Sunday night, we went to an Indonesian restaurant.
Did you have satay? Peanuts?
No. No, we didn't.
That's lovely. But you have to have chicken with it, don't you?
You don't have to.
What would you have
to do? I don't know. We went along the pier during the day and listened to people on the rides and stuff. It was a really good stereo effect, listening to the roller coaster with everyone screaming when it went. No, we did not. we're getting old now.
Ooh, I'm ancient now. Ooh.
You used to be up.
Jonah, you've been on a swing this afternoon.
Yeah, well, that'll do. I know, I used to love all that. Now, the thought of it just makes me think, ooh, no. Getting old. And Robert's the same. He said he used to love it as well, but he can't. He's, you know.
Darby and June.
They didn't have like a proper big wheel. They had a sort of big wheel that goes round really, really slowly, that where you can view stuff.
Oh yeah.
For £8.
£8. Oh, one of
them. So we didn't bother with that.
Oh, a bit like the London Eye.
Mm. But we wanted like a proper old-fashioned big wheel.
You said you didn't want that just now.
Well, big wheels aren't too bad, are they, Mum?
Big wheels are nice. I like big wheels.
Big wheels are okay because they don't sort of go really mental, do they?
This is just the worst one. Robert's
pony. Possibly, or maybe some of the ones, you know, where they spin in two different directions at once and you're like, oh, what? Yes. I used to love all that.
Well, you screamed to get off, remember when you were young?
Oh, when I was really young, on the Wurlitzer, yeah, I remember that. But I had to go on the Helter Skelter a few weekends ago when there was that May Fair at Richmond. And I did an audio boo of me screaming on the Helter Skelter.
Yeah, it was a bit over the top.
Over the top? Well, you know, I had to give people the maximum audio experience.
I'm coming, everybody.
It was the best audio description there was, really, going woo. And we went on, it's called the Volks Rail Electric Railway. Have you ever seen that in Brighton?
No.
It goes along towards the marina.
Ah.
And it's,
that's,
I think,
new.
Rob,
I don't think you've ever seen that.
I don't think it is. It's a mile and 90 yards long, I think Robert said.
How did you know?
90 yards makes all the difference.
Robert knows stuff like that about trains and buses and stuff. Just don't. Robert is a sweetheart, but just don't ask him how a bus or a train or something works, because he might tell you.
If you want to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got insomnia.
Funny how you're attracted to these people.
I know. Like, we went to St Pancras station and he was like, yes, below here is where the beer cellar used to be, and in fact such and such and blah blah is just the right width for storing beer barrels.
They've got a new map of, I must tell Robert might know about that.
About what?
Underground. Mm. It's really how deep it goes. It's a 3D.
Yep. 3D. You can talk to Robert about the tube. He'll love that. He'll be very... I do actually love going on the tube, but I'm not as geeky about it. You know, I just love the sounds, whereas he's really...
Well, it's miles away from you.
Fiona's very happy with simple things like, mind the gap.
Yeah, that'll do. Stand clear of the doors, please. I love it when it goes and stuff like that. You know, when it goes over the noisy bits that Robert would tell me the name of if he was here already.
Well, it's only less than 4 hours now before you'll see him.
What time is it now?
3.5 hours. It's 20 past 4.
20 past. 5, 6, 7. No, in fact, if he's in time, it's less than 3.5 hours. Yay! I better stop this audio boo now, because we've had the bells and we've had me going on and on about Robert.
Yeah, that's terrible, you know, berating your...
I'm not berating him, I'm just saying... Oh, it was hilarious, though. I was talking to Paul, and I said to him... I said, Robert's really geeky about this stuff, though. You know, it's kind of on the verge of autism. And he burst out laughing. I've told Robert this. He burst out laughing, and I said, what's so funny? He said, you say that, and then you go around going, oh, that was an F sharp, but it was a teeny bit flat or something. And I was like, oh, yeah. you may have a point.
Your selective geekiness. You're even worse if you have phones.
Phones and music. I have to have a look at, for the Furby app now. Do a Furby. Oh, can we pick up some batteries somewhere so we can put bring the other Furby to life?
Is that encouraging you?
Do you know what batteries you require?
I don't know if it's AAA or AA.
Haven't you got any? I thought you would have a whole stash of
them. I bought them and then left them at Robert's.
You have got some AAs.
Yeah, but they're...
6 of them.
Have I where?
I saw them today.
Oh, they're on above the table, aren't they?
Yeah. Are they new ones?
They're in packs. Still in packs. Still.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's AA or
AAA. Yeah, they're AA.
These are swallows. Yeah. Are you in twittering?
Yeah.
Christine's got some nesting.
Oh. What do you think their hashtag would be?
Of swallows?
Yeah. They're twittering.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Wakey, wakey. Well, that's probably enough of an audio boo, isn't it? So I'm gonna stop that now. But I hope you've enjoyed a bit more Dunn family conversation.
Chaffinch behind you, picking up.
Robert, you shouldn't hear that.
What's
that? Oh, this bit, what, because, oh, he's, it's all stuff I've said to him. It's nothing, you know. And he's always asking me what notes things are and stuff, you know.
He's encouraging your geekiness, eh? Which is fine. You'll have to encourage his geekiness.
Under your chair?
Yeah, it's coming over. It's just flying. Did you hear it fly away?
No. He's encouraging what, Dad?
You could encourage him. He encourages you with your... music. You encourage him with his dreams.
Well, no. I am because we're going to go not in the next couple of weeks, but at some point soon we're going to go on the Seven Valley Railway for a day at Kidderminster.
You'll enjoy that.
I love it, and he hasn't been yet, so
yeah. Yeah. You can get off and we'll have a picnic.
We're going to go to Bridge North because that means we can stay on the train for ages, but it also means that we can do the Cliff Railway.
Oh, yeah,
do you remember the Cliff Railway?
The
yeah.
Called
Cliff Railway.
Think of vehicles.
But it's Vun.
You know, on the continent, you have lots of funicular railways, and they are the latest tech. They're gleaming. They're like the silver, stainless steel, like Jubilee line.
Oh.
Outfits.
Do you know the escalator on the Jubilee line station?
Yeah.
Wow, it's so fast.
Mm.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say to you about.
You're turning into a geek as well.
Wow, so fast. We've been on
it. No, because if I were a geek, I'd know what speed it goes at. Robert and I would still like to do our day out in Greenwich with you at some point, but we don't know when yet. And I thought of it because you were talking about funicular railways, and it reminded me that we could include the cable car as well.
Yes. Yeah, we haven't seen
because that's new.
Fancy doing that, don't
don't they?
Do I?
You often talk, you're the one that keeps talking about it.
I've never talked about it.
Yeah, you said, oh, where is that cable
car? Yeah, I didn't say what's going on it. I was interested in...
You keep saying, where is that cable? I'm assuming that if you're that interested in it, you want to go on.
I just said, I haven't seen it. But I've been to London, I haven't seen it. But I did see...
It's at Greenwich.
I did see one last time I went. Way over near the dome.
Yeah, well, that's Greenwich.
That's where it is, yeah.
It seems to be just going across.
Yeah.
Across the river, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very tall, yeah.
Because Robert hasn't... I don't know if Robert's been on it yet. I know I haven't. Because he said it's quite new.
Yeah, it was with the Olympics. Yeah. That's when it started.
He loves... And he's always really good at finding restaurants as well, Robert is. So we'll eat something nice that day as well. Right, I really am going to finish this.
Choice in London.
But you know the interesting thing about English or British vernacular is that they're so old and Victorian, so dilapidated. It adds a certain frisson, like, will I get there? Or will we clatter to our deaths any moment now? If you're going there?
Well, there was a the lift in the hotel we stayed in Brighton. I don't know if you've heard any of the audio booths I did of that with where the lift's in there, because I thought of all of you saying, well, we need short booths. I've done loads of little short booths from Brighton. And
usually I've clicked on it when I say like. I've had a little...
Yeah, there's the lift was so little and quaint and old. Excuse me, old.
Did you have to pull across something?
No, but you...
Like you had sometimes a grill door?
No, it wasn't like that, but it was sort of wood panelled.
All right.
Which they're not now, are they?
So was it Victorian then?
I don't know, but one of the blokes in the hotel said to me on Monday morning, I'm surprised it's still going. There was no braille on the buttons or anything, so, you know, you could tell it was old. But I learnt which buttons to do. And then when we got to the floor, I checked we were on the right floor because all the rooms had tactile print metal numbers on.
Oh, right.
So I just read the top number and we went to the one floor and I said, oh, hang on, no, Robert, we need to go down. This is the fourth floor, we need to go down.
Did it start with a number four?
Yeah.
And three and
the number three? Yeah. And ours was 214 on the second floor, so...
So if you're going out together somewhere, who's the first to sort of discover where you are?
Robert's the one who's really good at directions and stuff. I'm the one who'll say, oh, I can smell coffee, or oh, I can smell
your nose,
the train, or
your nose is twitching,
whatever. Yeah. Or, oh, listen, I can hear crockery, or that sort of thing. Whereas Robert's thinking we need to go left here and right here and stuff. When we went to Think Tank, we came out and Robert said to me, did we cross over a road on the way? Did we cross over this road on our way in? And I just stood there and Robert said, we'll cross over this road. And I said, yeah, sorry, that was my blank look. Oh, instead of long, like my sleeves. Up here?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think I've probably definitely done enough of a boo now, because it's nearly 20 minutes, so I'm going to finish it. Bye-bye, boo. Hope you've enjoyed some Dunn family chat.